We're back for another edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Today, we're going to talk about college-age students and what the Affordable Care Act means for them, because it does mean something very specific. College-age students must comply with the individual mandate, meaning they must have health insurance. And here again in the studio is Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies, devoted to really the Affordable Care Act, issues of health and well-being. Hector, let's talk us through a bit the implications for college-age students.
Well, they have multiple options for people who are over 18, young adults, that maybe some other demographic groups don't have. For example, the big one, which was a big change in the Affordable Care Act, they can stay on their parents' plan until age 26. This is a parent's employer plan that provides coverage for dependents. So they were under 18, they were on their parents' plan. Now they can stay on that plan until age 26, even if they're married, if they're not living in the same state, or if they're not financially dependent on their parents. It does not matter. The age is what matters. If that's the best option for them to get health insurance, they can stay on their parents' plan.
Wow. But of course, they have to be a student, so you can't be working at your job.
No, yeah. This is not linked to a college admission or going to school. It is just that they are under 26. So from 18 to 26, they can stay on their parents' plan if that plan provides for dependent coverage.
Good. What are some other options?
Another option would be Medicaid coverage, depending on their income level and the state that they live in. All individuals, regardless of age, making less than about $16,100 per year for that individual can qualify for the new expanded Medicaid in states like Maryland and Delaware. The very positive thing about Medicaid is there's no open enrollment. There are no dates that you have to sign up for it. Anytime you qualify based on your income, you can get into Medicaid. A couple of others, Greg, are for former foster youth. They can access Medicaid coverage until the age of 26, regardless of their income. That is an ongoing thing. Also, there's always the traditional job-based insurance coverage. If somebody between age 18 and 25 or whatever has a job and that job offers insurance, they can always do that. And then they can also purchase a private plan. Students can purchase an individual plan either through an exchange or the individual market, the traditional insurance market as they see fit.
Right. But there's some 4.5 million young Americans who get the coverage through college. So that's also a major consideration, isn't it?
Absolutely. More than half of colleges offer a student health insurance plan. Four-year schools more likely to offer these plans than two-year schools. Very important for the freshmen or soon-to-be freshmen in college. Most schools automatically enroll the student into these health plans and require that the student opt out if they want to get coverage elsewhere. Because again, under the ACA, you have to have coverage.
Yes, and that goes for you college students. I know you're all getting ready to go back to college, so obviously give careful thought to your health insurance choices. And if you have any questions, you can go to the Transamerica Institute's website at transamericainstitute.org and click on the Health Center, and there's everything you need to know. Hector, thanks as always. Pleasure to have you. I'm Greg Tucker for Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, here on WYPR, your NPR news station.